everyone, welcome to Purpose Podcast, and I'm your host, Naya. I'm super excited to be embarking on this journey with this podcast. It has been a long time coming, and it has been something that I have been wanting to do for such a very long time. I don't know if I wanted to just be into the whole media of things, if I wanted to do like content creating as far as like videos or anything like that, but I really truly believe that I have stepped into actually fulfilling and walking in my purpose. Hence the name, Purpose Podcast. So I'm so excited about that. This is the first episode, so this is like a lot of nerves and anxiousness and wanting things to be all so good coming from this podcast. So I'm just going to really start this off with a prayer, and then we can go on with today's episode accordingly. So, alrighty. Gracious Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how. First and foremost, thanking you for the opportunity of this podcast and all of the other opportunities that you have presented thus far. Lord, I pray that this podcast be for the purpose of gaining souls for the kingdom and ushering individuals into their purpose and clearing out their ears so that they could hear you. Lord, I ask that, Father God, that this podcast open the doors of opportunity for many more blessings and many more souls to be saved. In Jesus' name, I pray to you. Amen. So, amen, amen, amen. So, to actually kick this off, I do just want to read a scripture. I'm in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to read the 28th verse. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Amen. So that's a scripture that I just want to place on your hearts, hopefully, and encourage you to read it, to actually read the whole, you know, chapter, and just really think about verse 28 in terms of where it says, "Who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." So it'll unlock some things in which you'll need to understand that your purpose is his purpose, or his purpose is your purpose, and you'll get that it works simultaneously together. And if you know, you know. Amen. So, yeah, that'll be a great, great, great scripture to read. So today's episode is really the intro to many episodes that we will have on this podcast. We're just really going to give a synopsis of what's to be expected on this podcast, a little bit of background on me and what started this podcast and the name and so forth. It's just really an intro to many more episodes. So I just want to start with, God is good. Okay. God is great. So that's just numero uno. God is great. Like, he put so many different ideas in so many different people, and he have downloaded in me so many different things. And I'm just so appreciative that I actually had that nudge to walk in this one. And I pray that I stay consistent. I pray that I stay persistent, no matter the views, no matter the following. If it gains the attention of one individual and it helps that individual along the way, that is fine with me. Purpose well completed. Thank you. So the little bit about me, my name is Naya. I'm from Chicago. I'm a mother of four. have one bonus baby that's included in that number that I didn't physically birth, but he's mine. It's my husband's son, so he is mine. What's mine is his, and what's his is mine. So just like that. I'm recently just getting full-fledged into my word and into what God wants me to do and have for me to do. I'm married. I have an amazing husband that you all will meet on later episodes. We're embarking on this young couple's marriage situation. Marriage is super hard. It's constant work, but it's so much love. And it is for the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. So I have no discrepancies about that. I love being God-fearing. I love being set apart. I love being different. I haven't always been that way in terms of loving my differences so much. I struggled with that for a very long time as an adolescent. But as I grew in God, or is continuously growing, I should say, I come to appreciate my differences and understanding that my differences is what makes me who I am. And I appreciate the plight because it all works according to his purpose for me. So I'm super appreciative that God ain't through with me yet. Amen. All right. So this podcast will not be your ordinary podcast. We're going to talk about our Father, which art in heaven. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and all of those in its Trinity. We are going to embark on that because that is the sole purpose of me being here on this podcast, starting this podcast, and actually having the courage to actually do it. Like, hey, I'm not talking about nonsense. We're not talking about makeup because makeup is one of my passions, y'all. That's getting to know me, this intro. I love makeup. I love all things beauty. I'm just a girl. I love it. But I wanted to do something a little bit more meaningful, something that was going to sail in the future, because, you know, beauty is vain, you know, and it's fleeting. And it's, you know, even though I love to look pretty, don't get me wrong now, I love it. But seriously, it is so much better when your soul is pretty too, right? Because he said he wants to find us without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. Yeah, I love that. And that's what I want to do. And that's where I want to be. And that's how I want to be found. So I'm like, what better concept or what better thing to do than to enjoy what I wanted to do and wanted to be, which is like a content creator, essentially. And actually doing something that's meaningful, having the topics that are actually going to be behooving to the growth of the kingdom of heaven. So I just am super appreciative about this journey. And I look forward to the different growing prospects that I have as I do this podcast. And as, you know, ideas come to me and the Father begins to speak to me and open doors of opportunities, and I'm just super excited, y'all. So I'm looking forward to this. As I stated, this is like the first one. This is like the kickoff. We're going to be talking about life experiences, growing, different scenarios that are necessarily not really publicized, or a light is not flashing on it, showing that this is something that is very much prevalent on the day-to-day in so many different individual lives. Like, we're going to be talking about those type of things. We're going to actually be growing together. I really came up with this podcast the idea of a podcast, like I said, I wanted to be into like a content creating situation. I was originally going to do like vlogging, and then that was short-lived. I'm like, okay, yeah, this isn't really something that I can be super consistent with, because it's just really just, I'm just getting on there doing my makeup, talking about my day and, you know, things like that. I wanted it to be very purposeful. So I just was like jotting down different ideas, and the podcast idea, you know, occurred. And I was like, that's really a good idea. I should really indulge. I really like to talk. I really like to, you know, just help people get different viewpoints. Like I said, this podcast, we're growing together. So as much as I'm speaking to situations that you have may experienced, you may have experienced something that I'm not necessarily privy to. And you can help me, as well as I would hope and pray that this podcast and this idea helps you, because that is the purpose. So I hope that, you know, this is what happens. And anything that God's hands on, I have no doubt that it will prosper. So I believe that this is going to be a good deal for all of us that's involved, honestly. But yeah, so it was this particular night where I was jotting down ideas in which, what will be my podcast name? What would I call this podcast? What would I be talking about? You know, am I going to have open dialogue? Is it going to be a bring in a different person scenario, which in episodes to come, we are going to do some interviewing, and we're going to talk to various individuals with different walks of life, and we're going to embark on many of things. And I hope that this is something that continuously happens and it grows and it prospers truly. But yeah, I literally was coming up with different names, things that was like super pleasing to the natural ear. I was like, oh, that is such a great idea. It was definitely something that really sounded good, but it did not resonate with my spirit. Anything that I came up with per se, I was jotting down different acronyms, and the acronyms were hitting, y'all. It was nice. I loved it. But it was not resonating with my spirit man. So I was like, okay, well, I have to go back to the drawing board, have to figure out something else. So I decided to just get my pen and paper, and I was just writing out different things, different names. And then the Holy Spirit just said to me, like, be quiet, listen, sit back, hear, you know? And I just was obedient to that voice. And I sat back and I listened, and I heard the podcast name Purpose. Y'all, I almost jumped. I jolted, really. I was just like, oh my goodness, that is on the money. I love it. It's so purposeful. It's straight to the point. It is what it is. It says what it says. And that's just cut and dry. But y'all, he blew my mind when he gave me the acronyms to that word Purpose. I was like, oh my God, do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. I was so excited. And I'm like, God, you can blow my mind. I was like Tasha Cobbs in that moment. I'm like, God, you can really blow my mind, because you just did. That is awesome. So yeah, he gave me like the acronyms to Purpose. He also, you know, just started giving me ideas on what to talk about. And you all will definitely be a part of, you know, everything, you know, this whole journey. I was just super elated to have that experience and have that ear to hear him, and actually to be obedient to what he had placed before me. And I'm going to do my very best on carrying out what needs to be carried out for the purpose of him, because it's a call according to his purpose for me. So I definitely am appreciative about that. So that's how the name Purpose Podcast came about. Super exciting, super to the point. So it matches what I need for it in this hour. This hour is super critical to be purposeful. We are here for the purpose of just gaining the souls for the kingdom of heaven. It is the will of God that none shall be lost. He doesn't want any of us to be lost. So I do know that this podcast is going to be very essential for us, especially the young people. I am in the younger generation. I am a millennial. Married, being a millennial, being a God-fearing woman is in this society is very challenging. Also, getting into the real thing of like having a relationship and having religion and, you know, all of that, like understanding and identifying that there is a difference, because Sally Mae can be in church Monday through Friday, but she raised in hell, you know. So it's definitely a thing where you are a child of God. You know, just like how it says you can be in this world, but not of this world. You can be a child of God, but not displaying godly things. So I just want to be an example of a young woman that is in Christ, dealing with different things, embarking on different journeys, have different obstacles, but still deciding to walk in that faith and actually moving in a purposeful way and allowing God to use her to gain souls and to actually be a relatable piece to several different individuals and help his children. And also, what was exposed to me, or revealed to me, I should say, this podcast isn't just going to be helping everyone on the outside, because I do not have it all together. This podcast is also going to help get me to where I need to be in him. He is calling me higher, and this is going to be the opportunity and the opening gate and door for him to catapult me to the next level. So I just pray that you all enjoy this journey with me. I pray that you all enjoy the growth and the opportunity to see things and, you know, elevation unfold before your very eyes or your very ears, so to speak. So I'm just really excited about that. I'm very much so excited about where God has brought me thus far. Like I said, I was very different growing up. I was very different. And I'm going to save a lot of that childhood back in the days, you know, content or topic, so to speak, for a later episode, because I have an episode devoted to just that. So I literally just want to encourage you to buckle up, enjoy the ride, come join in on this purpose-filled journey, because, you know, people in God, we bold. We have to be, because our adversary tries to be. So we have to put our money where our mouth is, right? Amen. And we have to move in a ways of purpose living, right? We have to be in a ways of being cognizant of what's really going on and actually challenging the enemy and letting him know that we have that dominion and power over you, right? God is our ruler. God is our father. God is the head of our lives. You have no place here. So we have to be bold in that. And I feel like this podcast is going to allow us to embark on that, find different, you know, scenarios, topics. We're going to talk about different things like that. You're going to meet different individuals in my family. I plan to bring my mother, my sister, my husband, my, you know, different family members, my child. I actually am going to do an episode dedicated to, you know, children. We're going to be doing purpose-filled things on this podcast. I don't want it to be anything that is for vain growth. It's like not going to be vanity filled. I don't want it to be that way. I want it to actually clean up and make up the inside of us so that we can be whole, pure at heart. And I just challenge you to with this first episode drops and just hearing what's to come and what to look forward to and a little bit of snippet about me and the podcast and what's to be expected, I pray that it sparks an eagerness for you to hear and to actually tune in and to join the family, because you are wanted. I want you all here. I want you all to enjoy this. I want you all to interact. I want you all to get what you need. What they say in church, get what you need, sir and ma'am. Get what you need for sure, because I'm surely going to get mine. Amen. But this has been the first introduction to the podcast purpose, and it's nothing short than what the first episode is, and it's just the intro. I look forward to all of the upcoming episodes and you all tuning in and also giving your feedback. I encourage you to tune in every Friday night where various episodes are going to be dropped. I'm your girl, Naya, and thank you so much for stopping by the podcast purpose. Bye.